All right.
Okay. George, you're on air at the moment. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Now, on Monday, there was a rally calling for the issue of Tamil Lives Matter. Can you tell us what is happening to the Tamils in India, or in Chennai, rather?
In my opinion, the people of Tamil Nadu is continuously humiliated by the central government.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they have perfectly planned, and they are targeting on those particular areas of people, and at last, nowadays they impacted on the cultural sports, which is called Jallikattu.
Mm-hmm.
And it resulted as a massive protest because already few parts of Tamil Nadu, the people are continuously getting affected by the central government. So these people gather together when it comes to a cultural or traditional one. All the people join hands and they raise their voice, and at last they got a judgment as well. But this is the peaceful protest which was going for around 1 week. But at last, when they achieved, the government don't want to conclude the protest peacefully, because they will be keep on rising for the voice of themselves to achieve their needs.
Mm. For listeners' information, Jallikattu is a bull taming, activity that Tamils have during the month of January or mid January, and it's usually a sport that is had by Tamils during a festival called Pongal, which is a harvest festival.
It's not only the traditional sport; it has a very good scientific view behind it, because it's a sport where we can identify the best bulls and segregate themselves for the breed, so that we can enhance our native bulls as well.
Mm. And how long has this tradition been going for, George? Like a couple of thousand years, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more than 1,000 years. And last 3 years, it was continuously blocked by the central government. So it resulted as a huge protest this year.
Mm. And this year was much more interesting because, firstly, you had the interference of the police who came in and torched some of the protesters' vehicles. I saw some of the videos. They set alight an auto, which is a three-wheel vehicle used in India, and they were breaking up motorbikes. You know, they went down the streets wherever the slums are, and they were breaking motorbikes and so on. So the other thing is that you had a lot of support from students and the fishermen or fisherfolk. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about that solidarity. That, you know, how did the students get involved, or why did they get involved, and also why the fishing people got involved?
Fishing people, when it comes to, you know, the Tamil, like when they affect on tradition, it's not only because the fishing people get involved, because they have already struggling because of their needs.
Mm.
There was a plant in Kudankulam, a nuclear power plant.
Yes, it's a nuclear power plant,
Yeah, which is just very near by the coast. It's like 500 to 600 meters.
Yes.
But if you need to build a nuclear power plant, there are certain guidelines which were never followed by the Indian government, because we need to plant a plant only 60 kilometers away from the public places.
Mm.
And the first aid thing, if in case any disaster happens, what are the first thing the people nearby the plant needs to do? They need to give awareness about that, but not even my village is near around 600 meters from the plant.
Hmm.
Not even a single day they gave any awareness about that.
Right.
Like, and it was like, you know, the part of they targeted a specific part of a place in Tamil Nadu which has very good, you know, wealth, and they want to distract the people. They want to extract the people, like, from their native native land. That's why it's like when it comes to a traditional event, all the people join together and raise their voices.
Mm. And also there are other issues, aren't there? There are fishing rights between Sri Lanka and all the attacks by the Sri Lankan army that has, you know, meant that fishing couldn't go fishing.
It's also a major effort because the central government doesn't care about Tamil people.
Yep.
Even more than 840 people, 40 fishermen were captured by Sri Lankan armies. I don't know why they are doing that because it's like first, from ancient times, we people used to fish over the coast, and it's only a few decades back, the central government has signed the CSO to Sri Lanka. But when it comes to fishing, we cannot do anything. You know, as a fisherman, I know that because if we put a rubber net in the sea, according to the according to the sea's water direction, the net will keep on moving. We cannot stop once it's around, you know, it's depend upon the fish. It's like we need to put around five hours or 6 hours in the sea when it was running inside the coast. That's not a problem of fishermen.
Mm.
You know, the government need to understand, and they never taken any steps in order to in order to do this. Because they are continuously, they don't even care about Tamil people because they have a sound idea that they can give some money to the politician and make Tamil Nadu calm down to every issues that was happening around it.
Hmm. And they haven't had any consultations with the committee. They didn't come and talk to the Tamil people of the area to see, to at least find out how it'll affect them, did they? And they implemented the law.
They didn't do anything like that.
Hmm.
Okay, because the Tamil Nadu politicians, they have a capacity because the last decade people, they have a sound mentality that we need to vote only to this party, we need to only vote to this party. So the central government has a sound idea. If we have a contact with the party leaders, we can easily move the state.
Hmm. So they only talk to the politicians.
Even though it's a law, great problem. Only few people are voluntarily involved in protest and they want to ask their needs, you know.
Hmm. And tell us more about the students. Why did the students get involved? What happened there?
Yeah, the students, because a few of the people, mostly nowadays, all the students are getting educated.
Mm-hmm.
Like during the past months, the farmers, few of the farmers were killed due to the drought. Like they didn't pass even they passed a loan for huge multinational companies, but they never passed a loan even 50,000. They take 1 month or 2 months to pass the loan, and it's like the drastic effect on the farmers as well.
So there's a lot of farmer suicides, isn't there? A lot of people have killed themselves.
The farmers made their sons as educated guys, and fishermen made their sons as educated guys. And when it comes to the traditional event, like during the month of January, they said the Pongal. It is a festival for Tamil people.
Yes, a harvest festival. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a festival where the people, the farmers, used to, give their seeds, everything to the god. It's like understanding like that.
Yep.
So it's like 4 years, there's a holiday for these occasions. But even the central government, the Modi's government, they plan to take Pongal from the remove. Pongal from the holidays list as well.
Public holiday,
public holidays list. So this created a big impact on it.
Mm. And tell us more about the farmers, because this was specifically aimed at the farmers who are at the forefront of celebrating this festival in Tamil Nadu, which incidentally, for listeners' benefit, has a population of over 70 million people. Isn't it? Yeah. So why did they target the farmers? You know, the agriculture in Tamil Nadu has already been suffering because of a lack of water, and there was also the other issue that's in this is that the water was being given to large companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi, but the farmers had no water for irrigation. Tell us a little bit more about that, George.
It's absolutely right, because you know, the farmers are facing a drought, but daily the Coca-Cola, the multinational companies, used to take a huge amount of water, which, you know, which the farmers can, which the farmers can use it for 1 week, be taken 1 day as a whole farmer. This one company used to take all the water, because I hope the politicians is the major reason for these things to happen. Because they didn't care anything about how the, you know, if in case, if it is in Australia, we have a regulation that we need to take water only if we have a license, and up to this level we can take water out of it. And if we need to do anything, we have a, you know, guidelines, we need to approach a proper body so that only then we can move to another step. But it's not in a case in India. They just speak to the politicians. There is nothing, anything in law or written like that. They just take whatever they wanted, and just they, you know, they give something to the politicians, I think.
And so tell us a little bit more about the link between PETA, which is that Protection for Animal Organization, and this whole struggle. What's the connection?
Yeah, the main theme of them is to destroy our native breeds, and they want to sell A1 milk. You know, nowadays the milk which the people of Tamil Nadu is used to drink is A2, and which doesn't have any effect, like side effects like which didn't cause anything like cancer, diabetes, like that. But when we drink A1 milk, in long-term process, it will cause diabetes, cancer, something like that. Because the A1 milk is produced by Jersey cows, which use their flesh to convert it into milk. Rather, our country bulls and country cows use bloods to convert it into milk. They only give a little amount of it, which is very helpful. Rather, these Jersey cows used to give around 7 liters, 8 liters per day, but it's not a very helpful in long term.
So the Tamil people people want to keep the A1 milk, and they don't want the A2 milk.
Yeah. We need to keep A2 milk.
The other way around.
Which is very healthy, and we do have.
And that's by the farm. So the farmers in Tamil Nadu produce A2 milk.
Yep.
Okay. So it's all time. I believe PETA is also being supported by Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Is that right?
Yeah, they are like multinational links, so they have a good understanding, and that's why it's law. They have everything, like every contact, everything. Or who are the best persons we need to approach so that we can calm down the people? You know.
Yeah. So they use politicians and money to control the situation.
Buy themselves
advantages. Okay, George. Yeah, thank you very much for being available so early in the morning, and we'll see how it progresses. Because I believe the protesters have gone back, and now the police have been. I think some policemen have been charged for the violent behavior during the protests and so on. So I'm sure the matter won't be put to rest that easily, because it's a lot of people involved. 600,000 people or something have been involved in various parts of Tamil Nadu. Okay, thank you so much, Josh, and we'll talk
again and see what goes. Thank you for giving the opportunity to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. Okay, we'll talk to you soon again. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.